1611 AD, Edo, Japan. Enrique de Silva, a Portuguese merchant doing business in the islands, wrote this passage in a letter to his brother. Father Mendoza, reacquainting himself with Castilian wine, spoke of a man who has recently converted to our faith. This savage was a member of one of the most secretive orders in this exotic, barbaric land, the Brotherhood of Life. According to the old clergyman, this secret society trains assassins for, and I speak in all sincerity, the purpose of executing demons. These creatures, from his explanation, were once human beings. After their death, some unseen evil caused them to arise, feasting upon the flesh of the living. To combat this terror, the Brotherhood of Life has been formed, according to Mendoza, by the Shogun himself. They are taken from an early age, trained in the art of destruction. Their strange manner of unarmed battle devotes much time to avoiding manhandling by the demons, wriggling as does a snake to avoid being seized. Their weapons, oddly shaped oriental scimitars, are designed for the severing of heads. Their temple, although its location remains the utmost secret, is said to possess a room where the live and still wailing heads of destroyed monsters adorn the walls. Senior recruits, primed for their ascension into the Brotherhood, must spend an entire night in this room, with nothing but the unholy objects for company. If Father Mendoza's story is true, this land is, as we have always suspected, one of godless evil. Were it not for the lure of silk and spice, we would do well to avoid it at all costs. I asked the old priest where this new convert was, in order to hear the words of this tale from his own lips. Mendoza informed me that he had been found murdered almost a fortnight ago. The Brotherhood do not allow their secrets to be spilled, nor their members to renounce their allegiance. Many secret societies existed in feudal Japan. The Brotherhood of Life does not appear in any text, past or present. De Silva does make some historical inaccuracies in his letter, such as referring to a Japanese sword as a scimitar. Most Europeans did not bother with learning any aspects of Japanese culture. His description of the wailing heads is also an inaccuracy, as a severed zombie head could not produce any noise without a diaphragm, lungs, and vocal cords. If his story is true, however, it would explain why there have been few reported outbreaks in Japan as opposed to the rest of the world.